We've had the Bible on the witness stand for several days, and it's told us over 1,500 times that the word of the Lord came through its authors. Men who speak with a single voice, even though they wrote over a 1,600-year span of time. We now have a choice. Either this book is true, or it's the biggest lie ever perpetrated. Which is it? Stay with us. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is called Seven Reasons Why the Bible is God's Word. Dr. Lutzer is teaching us about the claims of the Bible. Today, in this final segment, he'll summarize what we've learned so far.
I'd like to just simply draw some conclusions to what we've learned so far today. First of all, the Bible is either entirely true or entirely unreliable and fictitious. It's one of the two. If there's anything that wearies me, it is religious liberals. Because they say the Bible is not the Word of God. No. These men did not write the Word of God. There is no Word from God, they say. But the Bible is nonetheless a wonderful, beautiful book. It's one from which we preach on Sundays. We love the readings of the Sermon on the Mount. It is a very valuable book. I wish I had brought some quotes with me. I could have, but I have in my library some who've written things like that. In fact, there's one author who says, once we realize that the Bible did not originate in the mind of God, then its real human beauty comes to us. My dear friend, listen to this carefully. If the Bible did not originate with God, we know at the beginning that it's got at least 1,500 errors. That's just for starters. Because if it's wrong regarding its origin, it most assuredly cannot be trusted in any other doctrine. That's for sure. Could you imagine a biography of Churchill? The author continually refers to Churchill and says, you know, we had this conversation and Churchill told me. And the word of Churchill came to me and he said this. And then you discover that the man never met Churchill. You discover that there's no evidence that they had any kind of a meeting, that the man was just making it all up. Now, mind you, he was a sincere man. That's what liberals always like to say about the writers of the Bible. They were wrong, but, oh, they were very sincere. And so we say, well, you know, this biographer was very sincere. He actually thought that he was in contact with Churchill. Give him some credit. Would you say now, oh, what a wonderful biography this is? Isn't this ever a helpful biography? Doesn't it shed a lot of light as to what was happening in Britain during those days? Nonsense. It's unworthy of the fire, but that's where you throw it in. Now listen, there's some of you who are on the fence today, okay? Some of you are convinced the Bible is the Word of God, but there are some of you who are unbelievers. Or maybe you say you believe, but you can't quite handle the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. At least have the courage of your convictions. Come out of the closet. Don't hide. If you do not accept what the writers of Scripture have said about the origin of their words, then at least be very clear that the Bible has no value whatever, except there may be bits and pieces of poetry that are interesting, but as some kind of a revelation or a guidebook, it is a deep, deep, bitter deception. Just admit it. Either it is a good book or it is a perverse book. Either it is a reliable book or it is indeed a deception. Either it is the Word of God or it is the word of foolish, deceived, silly men. And we must make up our minds. Let me give you a second conclusion. If the claims of the Bible are true, that it is the Word of God, then, of course, we must believe that it comes to us without error in the original manuscripts that were written. I mean, that only makes sense. If God breathed, and out of that breathing came the words of God, are you really telling me that along with the truth that he gave us, he also mixed in with it some mistakes and some errors? Is that what you're telling me? Are you telling me that God, who is truth, inspired men of God to write the Holy Scriptures so that he could say that these are the words of God, and then we discover that there are parts of it that are unreliable? People say today, well, you know, God was not up on his history, and so he made a few mistakes. The Bible was written before all of the advances of science. God was unaware of what these men were someday going to uncover. So he slipped in some mistakes along the way. He didn't know better. My dear friends, the Bible says this: the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a fire seven times. Seven times. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is accurate and never misleading. Never. We may argue about its interpretation. We may debate as to what God meant. We may not always agree on exactly what the message was in some points, but one thing is sure, that if we understood it the way God intended it to be understood, knowing full well the context of human language and all the rest, we would know that what God said is reliable and dependable. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, my word shall not pass away." He says that not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law until everything is fulfilled. And he also said that the scripture cannot be broken. It is an accurate word from God. Now you say, well, aren't there a whole lot of contradictions in the Bible? Let me simply say this, that throughout the centuries, books have been written about the contradictions in the Bible, and scholars have pursued these so-called contradictions. And they've discovered that in almost every case, the contradiction can be resolved, that it isn't a contradiction at all, that it is possible to believe everything that is in the Bible without fear of having to believe that 2 + 2 = 5, because nobody would ever require you to put your head in the sand to become a believer in the Bible. There are some contradictions which perhaps have not yet quite been resolved, where perhaps we don't know the context or exactly the meaning that was intended, but those are very minor and very few. And in light of the fact that so many things that the liberals said about the Bible for years were wrong have now been disproven, that is to say, the theories have been disproven, and the Bible has proven to be right, we have every reason to believe that as we have more information and more knowledge, that we will eventually conclude that there is no contradiction in the Bible. God cannot contradict himself. He cannot contradict himself. If the Bible is the Word of God, and you say, well, how do you know we have all the right books? Well, all that you need to do, in addition to doing some studying, is to make sure that you come to all of these messages, because we're going to be dealing with issues like that. But the books that have been given to us claiming to be God's Word, if they are, we have in our hands a reliable love letter from Almighty God. And there's a third conclusion, and that is this. The good news is, if the Bible is true, we have a Savior. We have a Savior. The Scripture says that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was crucified and buried and was raised again according to the Scriptures. And so what we have in our hands is a message from God. It's a message from God. And what we have is the assurance that we have a Christ who is actually able to save us, to forgive our sins and take us to God. Yesterday, somebody was telling me that when they were in Geneva, Switzerland, and you know, Geneva is a very beautiful city situated in the mountains. They said that they came across a house with its shutters closed toward the mountains. Well, I don't know who's living there, but I do know that, knowing my wife's love of mountains and my own appreciation for the grandeur of mountains, that if we lived there, we'd keep those shutters open, it seems to me. But you know, there are people who have their shutters closed in the presence of the mountain. The Bible says that the entrance of thy word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And if you're here today and you have your doubts and you've dismissed the Bible long ago as a bunch of fairy tales, if that's who you are, I have a challenge for you. Why don't you open the shutter? Have the courage to. Most people don't. Why don't you open the shutter and begin to say, I am going to begin reading the New Testament, reading about Christ with an honest heart and an honest mind, and I will not quit until I've read every word of the New Testament. And even if I don't believe in God, praying to God and saying, God, I don't think you're there, but if you are, show me that this is the truth. That's a challenge for you. Open the shutter. Let some light in. And you'll discover that the Bible contains within it an awesome power to authenticate even itself. And you, I believe, will come to the conclusion that we do not have a book full of lies and 1,500 mistakes regarding its origin. But we have in our hands the very word of the living God, the word of the living God. Friends, this book, is the word of God and not the words of men. And if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I mentioned a moment ago, we have a Savior. Why don't you just acknowledge your need as a sinner and believe on a Christ who died that you might be reconciled to God forever? Give up all attempts to please Him in yourself. It's hopeless anyway. Give up all faith in your own rituals. And come to Christ in humility and say, Lord, save me. And He will.
Yes, my friend, I believe that we have a record of what God wants us to know in the Scriptures. And the best news that we can ever know is given in that very famous verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is God's word from His heart to ours. Today, you've never received Christ as Savior. If you've never trusted Him, do it right now.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer has now concluded The Claims of the Bible, the second of 8 messages in his series, 7 Reasons Why the Bible is God's Word. Tomorrow, we assess the Bible's reliability. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago to help you understand God's Word as the roadmap for your race of life. This series is now in print as 7 Reasons Why You Can Trust the Bible, and this book can be yours as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For details, call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. On the internet, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win, Box 11-174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's Running to Win.